Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we do have a special guest with us on our KGLO live line this morning, and that is Tracy Johnson, athletic director at Mason City High School. Tracy, how you doing today?
Doing well. Wish it was a little bit warmer, but we'll be okay. I think Mother Nature kind of tricked us a couple weeks ago with the nice weather. So
Oh, man.
We're making it, and spring sports are going, and we're just bundling up.
Yeah, I guess bundling up. You know, you think about soccer and track and all that kind of stuff. And you, oh, man. Yeah, I've looked at a few events from distance. That's the deal.
Yeah, that's the key. That's the key.
Oh, man. Hey, you've got some exciting news to pass along. And we've been talking about the Future Is Now program at Mason City High School, and with the building of the new pool and the field house complex and so forth. If anybody has gone by Mason City High, you can't help but notice all the construction going on. But there's some exciting news you're going to add this morning, too.
Yeah, it is. And I need to thank Phil Johnson and our committee. They've done a wonderful job with this program, with the process so far. You know, we're the high school and Mason City community is going to be the beneficiary of all this stuff and our students. But we just got confirmation last night that we're going to have a former Mohawk come back and be a guest speaker at a fundraising event we're going to have. And so... Phil got confirmation that Barry Alvarez will be here September 30th, and we're going to have some type of a fundraising event. We haven't nailed down all the details yet, but it's exciting to get Coach Alvarez back. And, you know, I know one of the things when they did an article about him retiring, one of his fondest memories was the winning the state championship at Mason City. So we're excited to have him back.
Oh, it'll be great. And I know I did a program with Barry a few years ago, and they did some filming and so forth around Mason City, and I was lucky enough to be a part of that with some of the guys from that 78 championship football team, and we had a great time just kind of hanging out together for a couple of days. And it'll be great to see Barry back in Mason City again, and those were fun times, certainly for him, and a great way to get him going within the state of Iowa and then launching his career, because he went from here on to the University of Iowa and on to Notre Dame and then to Wisconsin. I'm sure there'll be a lot of stories that he'll be able to tell.
I bet. I've heard that, you know, with him, and hopefully we can get Mr. Delaney back here too. I believe they were together at Nebraska, I believe. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, we're excited to get Mr. Alvarez back here and just kind of see what things have changed since he's been since he was here.
Yeah, I think they were teammates and friends and so forth. And I think Barry always said he was better than Dan, and Dan always said he was better than Barry. And
yes, yep.
I think it went back and forth a little bit. It'll be a lot of fun, and I know. I have a hard time saying no as well, and so I'm looking forward to emceeing that program that night, and I can't wait because it'll be a real opportunity to hear from one of the guys that has had such a great impact in athletics in our country, especially at the collegiate level.
Yes, it has been. It's, you know, and I still remember watching the state championship game on 78. I think it was on Iowa Public Television back then. When Mason City won it, and you know, it's just to see the places he's gone, and I think it gives our younger kids a chance to see that, you know, the sky's the limit. If you put the work in and do the right things, good things will happen, and there's no limit on where you can go and what you can do.
Yeah, I was looking at it just the other day. As a matter of fact, I was cleaning off a shelf behind my desk, and there's a series of cassette tapes with the play-by-play with me doing the broadcast of that championship football game. That was a long time ago for a lot of us, but still some fond memories. But again, the Future Is Now program. Tracy, bring us up to date a little bit about that again now for those that don't understand what the fundraising part of it is and what that's all about.
Yeah, so when the district approved the construction of the indoor facility and the field house and the natatorium or pool, a lot of times people don't understand that a lot of that is a lot of the brick and the mortar and things like that. And so with the expanded weight room and those types of opportunities and things that are going to be in there, we also have to outfit those. And some of that obviously can't be not paid for all up front just because with everything going on. So when Phil and I started talking about this with the new weight room, we thought this initially started as, let's just try to get new weight room equipment. And after talking with Phil and stuff, it just kind of morphed into outfitting the entire facility, from the pool to the field house to the weight room. If things go well, we're hoping to get new video boards in the gym as well, and just kind of update everything and make it the state-of-the-art facility that our kids deserve.
Sounds fantastic to me, and I know some people have heard maybe a little bit about the construction process and so forth, and but they figure out all of those things, whatever they dig into underground, but they'll have all of that settled. I can't even imagine what it's going to look like in September when Barry comes back for that program. There'll be probably a lot done by then.
Yes, I think so. I think hopefully the buildings will be up. I know parking is not going to be fun this year. It's not fun this spring and already with soccer, and it's going to be a bear with football and stuff, but it's all the problems are going to be well worth it when we open up the facility.
Going to be terrific. All right, so what should people do right now? Is there dates, times, things that they can pencil on their calendars or start thinking about tickets or that kind of thing?
Yeah, right now we just know it's going to be Thursday, September 30th, and we did that so Coach Alvarez can go still watch his grandson on a Saturday night or a Saturday in Wisconsin. So, and we're hoping to have some type of a dinner with a program and possibly a silent auction and those types of things. So this actually came about very quickly. Phil and I had kind of talked about it late last week. On Thursday last week, and all of a sudden here we are. So it's moved pretty quickly. So we're still kind of working out locations and everything that will be happening that night.
It's going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. Just count on me. I'm in, Coach. I'm in.
I appreciate that, and thanks for everything you do, Tim.
No problem, Tracy. Great to have you on the radio with us this morning, and another good day to be a Mason City Mohawk for you guys, right?
Yes, it is. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Have a great one.
Yes, you too. Thanks.
Thanks, Tracy.
Yep, bye.
Tracy Johnson with us from Mason City High School, the athletic director. And, put it on your calendar. 30th of September, Barry Alvarez will come back to Mason City, and they're going to have a program, and everything is going to fall into place, and it'll be a fun, fun time. Hopefully he'll get an opportunity maybe to visit with a football team or other athletes at the school, that kind of thing. So, again, the future is now. They've got the big expansion going on, and it'll be fun to welcome back Barry Alvarez. And he will have some more free time. I know recently I shot him a little note just congratulating him on wrapping up a terrific career and a lot of terrific years at the University of Wisconsin. As a football coach, but then also as the athletic director there. Barry has done great, great things with the Badgers and now retiring. So it'd be great to see him come back to Mason City. 30th of September, mark your calendar. We can't wait to see him.